As it does with all of its plays, the Firehouse Theater Project aims for productions that push the envelope. Its newest offering, Dog Sees God, part of the Acts of Faith Festival, is no exception. It is a play where you will either walk away praising its ingenuity or criticizing its lack of focus. The play explores almost every temptation or dilemma that a teenager faces, from sexual freedom to homosexuality, from drugs to alcohol. Set in the tumultuous world of eight teenagers that share an uncanny resemblance to the Charlie Brown comic strip characters, the play strips away all the innocence that people loved about these characters to reveal a gritty, self-indulgent world with little regard for humanity. We've seen characters like these before in films like Mean Girls and American Pie. While there's no argument that these stereotypes exist in the halls of high schools around the country, this collection of characters seems to have no redeeming qualities. They spend a great deal of time talking trash and bullying people. The play starts with CB, think Charlie Brown, questioning the hereafter when his dog, poor Snoopy, succumbs to rabies. Looking for answers, he pours out his heart in a letter to a pen pal that never writes back. Dog Sees God takes a different tone when CB steps back into the teenage world where Van, Linus, has become a pothead, Matt, Pigpen, is now a germophobic homophobic, Beethoven, Schroeder, is searching for his sexual identity, and Trisha, Peppermint Patty, and Marcy have become mean girls who drink vodka for lunch while making fun of other schoolmates. Van's sister Lucy has been institutionalized after setting the red-headed girl's hair on fire, and CB's sister Sally is busy trying to figure out who she is and why she's here on Earth. The play feels a bit bipolar in its attempt to blend black comedy with the serious message that is delivered at the end of the show. If we are to believe that the teens are typical, then we are doomed as a society. While topical in its references to bullying and suicide, the play is too busy pelting you with a teenage lingo that would make your grandmother blush. With all of that said, the cast does a commendable job on stage. Allie Walton and Maggie McGran are believable in their roles as the typical popular but mean girls in school. Maggie Roop has obvious fun with Van's sister's obsession with fire, and Audra Honecker convinces us that CB's sister is struggling to figure out how she fits in this world. Kyle Cornell as CB and Brian Leach as Beethoven are credible in their roles, as is Ben Hill, who plays the bullying Matt. Dog Sees God isn't for everyone. It will either leave you with a lasting memory or leave you cold. It will definitely start a conversation. The play runs through February the 26th at Firehouse Theater Project. For V for Women and JoanTuppence.com, this is Joan with One Woman's View.